12.0 finance, we have nothing today. Under 12.0 recreation and community facilities, 12.1 Queen Splice Mirror Center scoreboard sponsorship. Councilor Muse, would you take the lead on this since Dave Burns is coming forward to speak on that?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize the Chief Administrative Officer to sign a 3-year sponsorship contract for the scoreboard at the Queen Splice Mirror Center of Exit Realty Interlake, Lake, effective October 31st, 2017.
Seconder to that, Councilor Fancy. Steve, would you like to update us on this?
Sure. In a nutshell, we were able to secure, with the help of a local individual, a 3-year agreement to sponsor the scoreboard at Queens Place Mirror Center. And it basically gives them the rights to put their company logo on the scoreboard. It will begin October 31st, 2017 and end in 2020. $5,000 a year plus applicable tax.
Any comments or questions of councilors? Councilor Muse.
Did we have a sponsorship before, Steve, on that? Or?
We had the Lions Club was the previous sponsor from the old Memorial Arena into the beginning of the life of Queens Place.
Any other councilor? Councilor Frilly?
Clearly, this is great news. I'm just wondering why it's before council.
Because it's a 3-year contract.
So anything with an extended contract?
Greater than a year.
Has to be approved by council.
The signing by the CAO has to be approved by council.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Any other councilor? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Jennifer, just for clarification, then the recommendation says a 3-year sponsorship. So do you qualify sponsorship and advertising under the same definition?
Technically, yes.
Okay, so under sponsorship, is there HST added to sponsorship?
There is.
Okay. And advertising as well?
Advertising as well.
Okay.
All revenue streams, actually, for Queens Place, if this being one of sponsorship and advertising to signs around the track, would also be HST applicable because we were able to claim back ITC credits when we built Queens Place. So going forward, all revenue streams associated with Queens Place are HST applicable.
And so if someone wanted to make a significant sponsorship, as in sponsoring a room or that sort of thing, that's all taxable as well?
It is.
Okay. Just a clarification on one.
Any other councilor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Under 13.0 planning.
Can I bring something up under recreation, if you don't mind?
Councilor Fancy?
Yeah. Just wanted to make a comment on that we put a team in from the region of Queens for the Rum Runners Relay on September 30th, and it was 10 people from here, and we had a great time, and we didn't finish last. We came 61st of the 70, and we all survived. Nobody, there was no adverse problems that people have had from the time we got here. So we all lived through it.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Moving on now to 13.0 planning. We have 13.1 municipal planning strategy, land use bylaw amendments, Caledonia area. Councilor Frelick, could you take the lead on this?
Certainly. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt bylaws respecting amendments to the Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw to change the zoning of the core area of Caledonia from General Residential R2 to Highway Commercial C2.
Seconder to that motion? Deputy Mayor McLeod? At this point, I would like to note that only those councillors that were present at the Caledonia public hearing are able to enter into discussions or vote on this motion. Councillor Johnson will exclude himself from this discussion. I would ask Mike McLeod now to give us a briefing on this issue.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just a little bit of background. Back in 2009, when the regional municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw were adopted, the core area of Caledonia, essentially what's referred to as Caledonia Corner, was zoned as General Residential R2 under the Land Use Bylaw. At the time of drafting the regional planning documents, there was a considerable discussion around the type of zoning to apply to this core area. As there is essentially as many residential dwellings that are located within this core area as there were commercial businesses. But at the time, it was felt that it was more appropriate to zone the area as general residential, and that any new commercial operations that we're proposing to locate within this area would be done so through a rezoning to a commercial designation. So since that time, there's been a number of discussions with some property owners as well as members of the North Queens Board of Trade as to how to stimulate some economic growth within the North Queens and the core area of Caledonia. And it's the feeling that having the area zoned as commercial would streamline the process and facilitate or better facilitate new commercial development within this core area. Hence the recommendation to rezone essentially from the gas bar at across from Westfield Road along Trunk 8 to the Hollow Log Cafe. So that's what's being proposed for the Highway Commercial C2 designation.
Any questions or comments from councilors on this issue? Councilor Fancy?
I have to say too, though, being out there, that it isn't unanimous what people want. You know, there were a lot of people who were very concerned about it going to commercial, and that the sense that once it's commercial, if someone qualifies to within the guidelines of being commercial, they could move in. It's great that it cuts through the red tape of 3 months that you can be able to go right ahead and set up. Which is great for business, but people there were concerned. There were some people there that were concerned about how it would affect them, in the sense that something would come in and they wouldn't have a chance to even have a say into it, because it would meet the criteria of a C2, of a C2.
That's right.
So, again, we're voting to make it better for them, and I'm not sure which is better for them, because I'm hearing both ways.
There's certainly two sides to every fence, and it's you're trying to find that balance of what's but there's always going to be competing land uses and potential challenges, and I think several members at the public hearing had expressed obviously those concerns. You try to mitigate those concerns through some regulations or requirements around these businesses, but there's always going to be competing uses, and through this process with rezoning broadly, it allows for certainly a broader variety of uses within that core area as opposed to what's presently provided for. But from the commercial perspective, obviously this would streamline the process for a new business located within that core area.
Councilor Frilly?
One of the concerns we heard when we were at the public hearing was the block of homes that were directly across from the fire hall, and the request was asked, or the question was asked, why we weren't including those, and I was surprised by the answer, because the information came from the Board of Trade, what places that they thought were compatible with this rezoning, and they didn't include that block. So, and at the time we said that could be changed to accommodate those, to make everything consistent, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of homes within the area you have scheduled change. So I'm curious why we're not listening to them, and why we're not zoning that block of houses.
Well, I guess we based the outline of the proposed zone based on the expressions of those members of the Board of Trade and some members of the property owners within that district. So I guess that's what was being proposed originally, and that's what's before you today, and that comment was made as to why, and council can certainly, if that's the direction they want to go, is include that.
I guess we weren't able to talk that night, but my question was, are we doing them a disservice by not including them, or are we being short-sighted again, not including those blocks of homes, because they do have the potential, like everyone in that block, homes there, to turn it into a business, to make it easier, streamline it.
Mm.
So, are we not looking out long enough, far enough, to include these homes in that change that we're suggesting? And I don't understand enough fully to have an answer for it. So I guess I'm depending on you to look 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be sitting back at the table? Well, not us, but
yeah.
Is someone going to be sitting back at the table and trying to change this?
Well, and that's certainly a potential. I guess you don't know how that's, I guess, the crystal ball, what's going to transpire. And I guess we based ours on the, I guess, the judgment of those that live and work within that community as to where to best define that
right.
That boundary. And I guess that's what we proceed with is based on
that. But I've heard before, when we're dealing with local, just in Liverpool, that we don't have a crystal ball. But if we pretend that we had a crystal ball for a minute, and move forward with this and did zone it, so perhaps that crystal ball could be part of the, you know, everything. If you're going to Caledonia and there's a home there that you want to buy and it's already zoned commercial, is that not making it easier?
It certainly has that potential, and I don't know whether
right.
Councillor Johnson can't discuss that, but certainly that is the potential, and I guess we basically will have to, if that's the wish of council, is to have that the north side properties included within that, we'll have to go back and start the process to include that.
I guess I'm interested to see what other council members who were there thought about that request from the public. So it's the one thing
that
struck.
I'd like to ask our planner Mike McLeod if he could clarify a few things for us. Mike, we advertised and we had a public hearing. Produced documentation for that public hearing, and we identified the area that was being proposed for the downtown highway district zoning.
That's correct. Yeah.
Did you have any representation from any of the residents in the areas that were outside of that proposed zoning that they would like to be included in that zoning?
We had one request earlier on. I guess there's one, if you look at the map, there's one property on the north side. I can't remember what the building used to be, but it's actually the getting down closer to the fairgrounds. There's one property that was included that they had requested to be included in that
and amendment. Would that property, if it were wished to become commercial, able to go through the rezoning process that exists in the municipal planning strategy if they're outside of the zone? Would they be able to make application?
No, they certainly can't.
So there is an opportunity for any residential homeowner who wants to sell to another individual who wants to start a business, or any individual homeowner who wants to do their own business, there is an opportunity for them to enter the process and successfully navigate that and become a business.
But isn't this process to make it easier for everybody in the core of Caledonia to have this opportunity? By being commercial and taking out that red tape, which is this very process that we're doing. So it feels like we're not addressing all of it. It feels like we're doing a portion of it based on the Board of Trade and not encompassing the people that were at the very meeting that expressed concern.
No, and I think that's it's a valid point, Councillor, that I guess we were basing the original, as I say, on what was suggested to us. So whether if council is of the opinion to broaden that, certainly that does open that up for potential for commercial business on those properties, but they would also be recognized as existing residential uses. So certainly that is it's a valid question, and it's certainly something that the council can consider. Now with this process, we'll basically have to go back and redraft the amendments to reflect that, but it's a valid point.
Councillor Kelly?
The comment I'd like to make is that being at the meeting as well, what I saw while I was there was that there were two people that were speaking out against this or that they didn't feel it was required. There was one person speaking well in favor of it. The rest of them, I don't think we had a couple, and we didn't have many other comments. The one person, correct me if I'm wrong, the one person that was speaking out against it didn't want, was the person that lives in a residential across the street in the part that's not being zoned commercial. She didn't want any of it being zoned commercial. So not that, there was nobody there that spoke out to say, I want my property, my residential property be included in this commercial property. So I didn't hear anything against that. And the other thing is that for right now, that if it's coming from the Board of Trade, obviously they're the people, the business people in the community, and their members feel that that's going to be an economic driver for them to have this C2, then I would gladly go along with their wanting the C2. And the fact is that could assimilate it for now. Again, there's still people in that residential area that, as you say, are able to become commercial if they like. They do still have to go through, yes, that red tape. But we also have a municipal planning strategy review coming up. And at that time, public consultation will be done through that process. And at that time, the whole area can be, there'd be public consultation on whether that area can be included at a later date. Well, within the next year, we'll know. And so that allows them to do that commercial or that have those economic drivers there now, and then look at it in the future through the MPS review.
Thank you. Any other councillors have a question or comment on this issue? Deputy Mayor McLeod.
I also attended the public hearing, and as Councillor Kelly mentioned, that there were some for and some against, and just very cautious about what the usage would be. That's a residential area, and is that the subdivision area that we're referring to? The beginning of the subdivision area?
Yes,
is that
it
what
is.
You're referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
right across from the fire hall.
Yeah.
And I think there also are provisions for home-based businesses as well. If they want to start up a small operation, that qualifies under the residential.
For certain uses, that's correct.
Yep. And I agree that we also have another opportunity when we review the complete document and we do the complete review that it can be done then if there's any interest in that. By that time, people should know now what they want to do.
I was going to say exactly what Heather said.
Okay.
Here we go.
Councilor Fancy?
One other question which I wanted to ask that night out there, but we weren't allowed to talk, so I couldn't say it, is if you put that C2 and somebody has residential in that area and all of a sudden they sell their house, does that stay residential? It doesn't change, automatically revert to C2 and then you have to be able to bring it back?
No, because part of the amendments that are being proposed is that we're actually specifically listing those residential properties, identifying by the property identification number and the civic address, so they're recognized as existing residential uses, which is a listed permitted use within the C2 zone. So they're fine. They're not considered existing non-conforming or anything like that. They're allowed to expand or whatever as residential uses within the C2 zone.
After the meeting, I have relatives in that area. they live in there, and they're concerned. You know, they're concerned even if it's being switched over to C2. So it's I think as council, we're coming here voting on something that it can be very good for the future for that, but also too, you have to take in the residents too. So I.
And that's why the specific amendments.
So
it's hard. Yeah, and we do that like for Brooklyn and in the highway commercial zone,
right.
Going through Brooklyn, all the residential uses are specifically identified and allowed to continue to exist as they are and expand or whatever as existing permitted uses.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other councillor have a question or comment on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion? All those opposed to the motion? We have 5-1. It is approved. Moving on 13.2, public hearing for October 24th, telecommunications tower in Greenfield. Councilor Johnson, would you like to take the lead on this one?
Sure, thanks. The public hearing scheduled for October 24th, 2017 at 8:45 a.m. in the council chambers of the Region of Queens Municipality regarding an intention by the Region of Queens Municipality to enter into a development agreement to allow for the erection of a new telecommunications tower on property identified as PID number 70113584 and located off Midway River Road in Greenfield, will be held at a later date at the request of the proponent. The new public hearing date shall be determined and advertised by the Region of Queens Municipality at the proponent's earliest convenience.
Seconder to that? Councilor Mews, Mark, would you like to give us a very brief update?
Yeah, just as a little bit of background, at the September 26th meeting of council, a recommendation was put forward to enter into a development agreement with Eastlink for a new telecommunications tower. And at that time, a date was set for the public hearing to deal with this issue on October the 24th. However, since that time, Eastlink is currently still negotiating with the property owner as per the placement of that tower at the proposed location. So they're at this time not ready to proceed to the public hearing, and therefore at their request they've requested the public hearing be postponed until the negotiations can be finalized for that placement. So so as soon as they know, then we can set a new date for a public hearing. We'll certainly do so at our earliest convenience.
Any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Kelly?
So would that be because there's no point in going ahead with a public hearing if they can't come to a deal with me? There would be nothing to have a public hearing on because they're not at all.
Yeah, because the development agreement is specific to the location as to where that tower is to be located, and if that location is going to change, there's no sense in going through the process and then have an agreement. We can't.
Be a different public hearing.
Yeah, that's right.
But they'd have to start the process all over again.
If they have to change the location, they'll have to start the process from scratch. But if they complete their negotiations at the current or proposed site, then we can just set the date for the public hearing and proceed as usual. So,
thank you.
Any other comments or questions of council? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have nothing today under reports. 14-0. Thank you, Mike. Under 15.1, we have tree trimming request, 9 Venus Street, Councilor Trail.
Could I say something? Could I ask for a 5-minute recess just for something I think we need to talk about before we go into this? Is that a possible?
A 5-minute recess to talk about things in open council? Are we going to have that discussion in open council, or where are we going to have that discussion, Councilor Fancy?
Well, it doesn't matter. You're the mayor. You tell me what we need to do.
Well, it's on the open agenda. To have a discussion on this issue under the open agenda, I think we need to have it in open council. Under 15.1, tree trimming.
Well, I disagree, but I'll go forward with it.
Okay, thank you. Under 15.1, tree trimming request, 9 Venus Street recommendation, Councilor Frelick, would you like to take the lead on this one?
Thank you. It is recommended the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality permit the homeowner to contract for pruning and trimming of trees located on the municipal property abutting 9 Beener Street by qualified professional.
Seconder to that motion? Councilor Mews? CAO, would you like to give us an update on this?
So we had an email request from the owner at 9 Warner Street. The trees overhanging are actually growing from the courthouse property, so we own that property. They're overhanging the roof in the back. He felt that there was some moss growing on the roof at that back end because of those tree limbs. It's probably not a sunny side of the property anyway, but absolutely we have the ability to give approval to homeowners to trim trees that are growing on municipal property. We ask that they use a professional, bearing in mind that, you know, when they're very mature trees. We don't wanna do anything that will hinder their growth or, you know, cause them to die or decay, so. We ask that he uses a professional in doing so, but absolutely we can give them approval to trim those limbs that are overhanging the roof of the house.
Thank you, Jennifer. Any questions or comments of counselors? Hearing none, are you ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you very much. We are now to the in-camera section, 16.0. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Councilor Kelly, seconded by Deputy Mayor McLeod. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? All those in favor of the motion? Thank you, it's unanimous. We are in camera, we will take a 10-minute recess.